The Defense Department budget has ballooned by about $100 billion in the past 4 years. In Silicon Valley, California, military contracts are helping sustain a region that has lost tens of thousands of jobs since the NASDAQ bubble burst, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
In a darkened studio at the campus of supercomputing company SGI, it feels like we're speeding through downtown Los Angeles in a sleek convertible. A wraparound movie screen projects a high-resolution 3D model of the city. SGI's marketing VP, Greg Estes, says the depiction is accurate down to the smallest detail.
All of the billboards are in the exact places that they are. You know, the palm trees are exactly where they would be.
SGI, formerly called Silicon Graphics, was one of the Valley's superstars during the mid-1990s. Then it had a long string of quarterly losses. In February, the Defense Department awarded SGI a $26 million contract to help mission commanders in Iraq create battlefield visualizations. Estes says the same modeling software can aid in the fight against terrorism on the home front.
If I'm on 9th Street here in Los Angeles and the wind was coming from the southwest and a pathogen was released, how would that pathogen disperse? And if it was dispersed, what are the exit routes from the city? Where would you need to block? How are you going to get the emergency vehicles in?
SGI has always had contracts with the military, but in the past 2 years, Estes says federal spending soared to more than one-third of its total revenue. Other Silicon Valley companies that got their start in defense or the space program are also returning to their roots. Wind River Systems made the operating system for NASA's Mars Pathfinder. 2 years ago, military contracts accounted for less than 15% of its revenues, but that figure has since grown to more than 25%. In Iraq, Wind River supplied the software for handheld chemical detectors used by troops. CEO Tom St. Dennis says their smart devices for security applications have been in high demand since 9/11.
The baggage scanners at airports to the detection equipment at the airport that searches for traces of bomb-making materials and things like that in luggage, a lot of those devices use our software.
Silicon Valley firms will find more opportunities in the field of cybersecurity. Lorraine Lavitt is with the American Electronics Association in Washington. Private companies may have slashed their spending on information technology, but Lavitt says federal agencies, including the new Department of Homeland Security, have significant IT budgets.
Combined, we're looking at about $60 billion alone for fiscal year 2003. So that's a very large market, and Silicon Valley companies, particularly smaller mid-sized companies who may not have been in this space before, are taking a very close look at this opportunity.
The Bush administration is actively courting Valley firms. This month, the president's chief technologist will meet with Valley executives to discuss building better, more secure information networks. Again, Lorraine Lavitt.
There's just been a tremendous amount of linkage now being forged between those who are making decisions on what technologies to buy for the future in Silicon Valley.
The infusion of cash from the feds is certainly welcome. It alone may not be enough to revive Silicon Valley's fortunes, but with tough market conditions a reality, the government could play an important role in sustaining some key technologies that might otherwise go the way of the dot-com industry. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.